Blog Talk Radio.
Israelites, with your host, the seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah. Yakwa's Radio, worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yakwa's Radio, Yakwa's Ministry.
I'll be your host by name, your seer, Israel of Seer, featuring V-O-T-T-Y, voices of the true Israelites. All right, we're going to stroll down the international side. This is called a special edition called Thursday Evening. And we're going to stroll down on the international side. And know one thing, C-Ray, is I got a lot of memos saying that you understand what this atonement is all about. You got to, we just wait until the Spirit get in, because sometimes you get excited because all these are signs, see, right? Everything that goes on in the Bible is signs, is a sign, and he give it to a people to pass it on. But if you don't pass it on, but you have to recognize you are the people to pass it on. That's what we got to bring to the table. So you can't take your talents and slide it up under the bed, or not understanding that you have to strengthen yourself according to the order of Yahuwah by being among brothers and sisters that with the same mindset and grow together as one, then spread out as one. That takes you a whole lot of things, see, Russell. So we don't need that like it is. I don't want to go on and on with my the Spirit he put on this ministry called the Six Anointed Camp. But we'll tell you one thing. When you got that Spirit, you will know it. Because you know what you start doing? You'll make sure what you're doing, the Bible support it when you do it. You'll make sure, because the Bible will check you and say, well, that's not the order. So that is my feelings. So I got to leave my feelings out the way and stick with the order. That's big talk with that. Let's throw it on the international side and see who all is joining us. And there again, all the slots are filled. That's the key, see, right? All the slots is filled. Flashing on the international side. 110619. 110619. Whatever 110619 is, the elder Mr. Tibbs will tell you all about it. But in case I'm saying right, we know this ministry right now is a load on the world and they want to know more information. And that's why it's very important to understand one thing. Suppose somebody tell you, listen, whatever you have did, I give you three wishes. One to, I ain't gonna give no three. One or two. Well, I use a verse like in Second Chronicles chapter 1. Yahuwah said, he said, why don't you ask me something, Solomon? What you want? Solomon said, well, I like to have the wisdom to govern my people, Israel. He said, you're not going to ask for long life or destruction of your enemy. He said, I'm going to give you everything you want. Now, that's the kind of power we're dealing with. This man tell you, listen, you know you've been low down. You know you've been low down since the last time this time came around. You've done some wicked things. And I'm going to give you opportunities to come clean. And everything that you have did, your backbiting, lowdown, disobedience of leadership and everything, I'm going to erase it. Just do the right thing one day and be about it from that point. Otherwise, walk in the newness of life from the time you make a confession on what you did. Now, that's power. So, man, you mean all that low-down stuff I did, you going, yes, I'm going to wipe it out. Yep, every time that you backbite, murmur, complain. And when you knew that you was on the clock, you all of a sudden you disappeared and went north. All this, I'm going to wipe it all out. Give me a from the brain. Talk to me straight up. And I'm going to have those to hear you deliver. And I'm going to ask leadership in their head what you think about that speech. Well, I don't think that speech was most genuine. I mean, I know the answer anyway, y'all what I'm saying. I didn't ask you. You know how to go in the Bible and know what's not genuine because you've been trained to, while a person running the mouth, is to go in the Bible and see is it so. Well, that's enough said on that. So you got my zeal on tape 55 on what I'm saying. But this is the kind of power this man got. This man is able to tell you in advance, if you get me right, I got you right. Now who else can tell you, talk like that, and you don't want to do right by this man that can blot out all the low-down ways, all decisions you made that was contrary to the Bible? I'm going to say, I don't remember no more. And he tell you, this is how you get this, by standing before the six anointed camps of voices of a true Israelite and break out in truth. Give a great confession in truth. See? Then everything you have did, over with. I remember no more, according to 8 verse 12 in the book of Hebrew, and Luther tried to call Hebrew. You mean you don't want to get this? You don't want to get this guy right? Well, enough said on that. Special edition called Thursday. We're going to look for Howell. Bring him in, Mr. Tilson. Let him know what's going on in the room and whatever the Almighty put on him, he'll bring it to the table. It's a long broadcast in so many minds, but really in our mind, it ain't so short. Your 3-hour shows is 3 hours. Yes. 6 days a week. Why don't you put a tape on? Well, a tape. Yeah, well, show your things daily. And guess what? When he wakes you back up from the dead, he going to show you something daily. It's a whole lot to be said coming out of this one good book that belongs to you, the Bible. So when you meet the elder of a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibb, Yahuwah bless your seed, right?
And Yahuwah bless your serious elder seed, well, hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, the elder. Well, one thing we do know, this man got a lot of power, and he wants this ministry just to read about his power. He got the whole world in his hand, according to last night's lesson. 195 international countries, they all got to represent me and put a K-55 there, Mr. Tilson. 110619 is flashing on the international side, Mr. Tilson. So, What can I say? The Fox Cave have been lit. The curtain have went up. It ain't nothing to do but one thing. Look at this Bible and make a decision in this Bible and make sure you get your Matthew 25:21. Well done, my good and faithful servant. 110619, Mr. Till, what you got to say, and what did Yahuwah give to you for K-55, you on the clock, come up.
First of all, Yahuwah bless you, Sir Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Looks like another outstanding number of people attending our broadcast, 110,619 people that came to hear the words of Yahuwah. And, you know, that's a good thing. But I think before we get started, we'll probably mention a little fable here. I think the last time we told one, it was about the little red hen, to show who wanted to contribute and who didn't. That was about getting what's already done for you so you don't have to do it yourself. Well, today I must have heard like several different complaints about different wordings. Okay, words that was found, words that was put out there to look for. That's pretty strange. I know many up there listening probably are scratching their heads right now. You probably heard of the Wrench case. The Wrench case was a 17-year-old who used to work for Sears and Roebuck. Most of you probably remember the Peter M. Roberts versus Sears and Roebuck case. It was about a 17-year-old that had made, listen to the key word now, made a wrench while working for Sears and Roebuck. Well, learning a lesson like this, whenever you make or design something for a particular company, it's theirs because you're on their payroll or you're in their particular group. If you did it outside of that, it's your idea, you might be able to sell it to them. But the key word here in this conversation is made. Well, a word that already exists, you can't actually make it. When someone was asked to find it, while they were still in one particular group. The key word here in this sentence is find, not make or create. Now, on the other hand, Sears made millions of dollars off of this tool that Mr. Peters had made. And it was in court for almost 30 years, the gentleman trying to get paid while he was working at that company. Now, this is for something that was made. Now, a word that was found for use in a proper expression, I guess, well, you can't make what's already been made or created, but you can always read that which is written. That makes me think about Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 15. See, what does that say? 15 says, that which is crooked cannot be made straight, and which is already waiting cannot be numbered. I think that sort of strikes familiarity with most people. You know, when Yahweh makes something or when it's written in the Bible, you can't go back and change it. That's a transgression. So we're here to help guide you through these dark times of confusion and Christianity, bad teaching. We welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry that's open to you live, and as always, with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost, about Yahweh's Word. Connecting the Bible books for your biblical education. Your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek. And now you have found that what you have sought in the voices of the true Israelites. Tribe Yadah. Yep, Tribe Yadah. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of Sabbath is Friday from 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any one of your smart devices. On a search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the line, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you possibly may see menu. But clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it says in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse number 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahweh, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahweh glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahweh the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone to remember that Yahweh loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Is Yahweh Live. Also for building a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of. Hallelujah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. Right on the search line, type three words, Yahqua Radio Live. After you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yada. Click the red live button as soon as this appears. You'll be right into our live online broadcast. We also are using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's TRIBEYHDH at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject answered, or related topics. The other is YHDHYSRAEL at gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, the numbers you can write as we call with Yahqua in mind, the first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by anyone of the 6 and 9 camps of Yahqua's ministry. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Friday's program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, write on the search line under three words, Yahqua Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yada. Choose the program that you were late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the and after the normal broad talk time, we are also on Pal Talk, listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites. This is where Yahqua's word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any questions about the discussed topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel, Writing Shaikon. We are taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered. Failure to follow the Righteous Act, the Elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pal Talk. Yahqua be with you all. Well, today is another day where we're looking at the word of Yahqua. And we see that nothing has changed once again, except the number of people that commend the word, only following by others casting the same word behind their backs, wanting to hear their favorite verses in the Bible, actually taking the meanings totally another way. The page flippers, the deceptive listeners, everything is done to oppose Yahqua's word. Unbelievable. Time is not in our favor. I have to remember that. We can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Yahqua created to do in this life. And that's if at all possible. Because anyone ever says they've even done more, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another. That's impossible. That's the reason why I always say, keep your Bibles open and take notes. Don't try to do the impossible. Like I mentioned in Ecclesiastes 1:15. That which is made crooked cannot be made straight, and that which is waiting cannot be numbered. So keep your Bibles open. We will be able to take notes on which page we're on, so pass our program back over to our seer Israel and say hallelujah, Yahqua.
Hallelujah, Yahqua there, Elder Mr. Chair. Well, we'll catch you on the bottom part of your thoughts on case 55, and that's right, what that have been made crooked, it cannot be made straight. See, that's a big talk right there. You know, that's a big talk. It's something that the Almighty have made crooked. And you find out that Yahweh made something crooked, like the serpent, the snake that you know, that you see. If Yahweh made that snake crooked, you know the only way he can lead is by cooking up himself. He can't look, he can't go straight because he wasn't made straight. And you recognize that a lot of times in the South, you can recognize when a snake been in your garden because he always leave a crooked path. It's all, oh, snake been in the path. You know, sometimes, and back, but you know, back in the South, they used to have the pigs. They keep, well, no, I don't eat the pig. No, the pig is to keep the snakes away. Oh, okay. And that's true? Yeah. You have pigs, and that's true. Pigs do, they love to catch old snake and just dive down with a snake and just let him hit him all side and let him, you know, take his old mouth and bite into him. You know, all of a sudden you just sit there, he just sit there and watch that snake. He said, God, when he's biting into me, you watch that snake. His head gonna start going round and round and round. Because you know what? The pig said, when you get some of what I got in me inside of you, it ain't nothing but trouble for you. Even a snake thought head going all crashing round and round. You know what the pig do? He go from the bottom of him and eat him all the way up. Okay, how big the snake is. A pig love to catch a snake somewhere and let him just hit him and hit him four, five licks with the deadliest poison. Because that pig know it. That pig know his venom in him is more deadly than a rattlesnake. Well, you're not hearing me, so we'll leave that on. We'll leave that like it is, but that's and so that's why I say those that eat some hog, you know, that's some deadly stuff you eat, the hog. Eating the pig, kill it. Hog pot. Hog legs, hog feet, hog tails. And you know, too, about things, you're supposed to make adjustments. So that's what we make it. Once you find out the truth about things, you're supposed to make adjustments. Well, that's enough said on that. We're going to look for Brother Yahdai Israel, special edition called Thursday evening, and bring him in. So when you meet your brother, with a loud voice, you say, Brother Yahdai Israel, Yahqua Bishop F.C. Roy. Brother Yahdai Israel, Yahqua Bishop F.C. Roy. Now what's going on there, WCC? Now what's going on that I don't hear no Brother Yahdai Israel? What? What's wrong with his microphone? What's wrong with it? Already? Okay. Well, let me swing up there now. I heard the good word about Mother E and Mother Z is closing in, getting closer and closer. Let me see Mother E. Mother E, you getting closer and closer to that microphone there, Mother E. Let me see what's going on with Mother E. I might even hear a report from Mother E. One thing about the mothers, Camp One, not like all the mothers, not all the camps. If you want to get a straight answer, the mothers out of the Northern, out of the six Northern camps, you can get your straight answer, see, right? That's why we got to show you a lot of things in this book. We got to show you some things in this book that's written, you know, because it's time out for us to continue to don't know what to do, how to do it, you know, don't know what we supposed to say, what we supposed to do, don't know anything, because you got to be trained from the pages of this book. Now let me see about Mother E. When you meet the mothers out of Camp One with a loud voice, Mother E, Yahqua bless you, see right.
Yahqua bless you, see Israel, see right. Hallelujah, Yahqua.
Hallelujah. Well, there, Mother E. You know, it's a pleasure to hear the mothers and how they is straightforward and just say Yahqua, and that's what I like. So, Mother E, you got anything you want to say before we tell us something? Do you got your book spread out? of what's going on. You on the clock. Let's talk for a minute there, Mother E. Yahweh be with you.
Okay. Just thanking and praising Yahweh for this class and thanking and praising Yahweh for being here. And thanking and praising Yahweh that he directed me to this class because I was in it once, but I left. But for a reason, I come back. And I thank and praise Yahweh that I made it back. And I ask the prayers of each and every one in the classes for their prayers, the strength. Because it comes a time when we need the strength from our sister and our brother. And I ask that each and every one of class one, class of all the classes, ask for their prayers for strength that I may be able to do the will of Yahweh and the things that pleasing in his sight. Because we need each other in these days and times. And we need the understanding of his word. And I just thank and praise Yahweh for this class. I do Yahweh.
Yahweh. Hallelujah. Exactly, Mother E. And that's what it's all about. And that's the message we try to bring to understand one thing. And that's why we told make all the six and on the count. Make sure you got a tablet and you keep up with your brothers and sisters, not only on class day, but through the week too, you know, because we all need to hear a good word. But if we hear is murmuring, backbiting, and complaining, that is not good. So that's why we basically stay away from that kind of spirit, because the main thing is we need to hear a good word. That's why we tell those of us who want to camp, be in a position to always communicate with those that's within, and be in a position to, in the middle of the week, to make a phone call out of your book, not out of your phone. Put in a book. And like I said, again, they got a lot of things with these phones that, you know, all of a sudden delete numbers and stuff like that, then you're lost. Put in a book. Put things in a book. And once you put things in a book, you'd be surprised. Then you call your brother and sister, those that's within, and give them a good word. You know, give them a good word. And that's the key. And that's the game changer. But if you got people, all the time you hear from them, what about text or whatever, they always got something that's not genuine in Yahweh. You have to distance yourself from that spirit for the higher call. So we got to recognize all that. So Mother E, we'll get back with you a little bit later. And we're going to go signify and Brother Yahweh Israel and clean up the microphone. So we're going to secretly get back in order with, and WCC said, well, we got his microphone cleared up. Well, okay, you got his microphone cleared up. So you want to pat on the back for clearing his microphone up. That's what you're saying, huh? So I repeat again, when you meet your brother, with a loud voice you say, Brother Yahweh Israel, Yahweh be with you, see you right.
God bless you, see Israel. I see you, Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All that probably Yahweh is well. See, we recalled in last night lesson. You know, a lot of love to have a pat on the back when he's doing the will of Yahweh. But let me tell you something. In what we're doing, it's not a pat on the back if we know what's going to happen according to scripture, and that's why we have to make sure we clear on how to instruct the people that got an ear to hear and don't have that spirit of competition. Because Yahweh going to take you to a place called the wilderness, and he's going to purge out the rebels. So what can I say? All I can say is Luke chapter 12, verse 12, Brother Yahdai Israel, see if we get something going on.
Book of Luke chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say."
In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you. And that's a game changer, see, you're right. But the righteous spirit is only sent down to the book of Hebrews 1:14. But the righteous spirit going to teach those, and we got to be clear about what the righteous spirit going to do. What it says in 1:14 and go to 2:2 of the same book. We open up page 55, and since the righteous spirit is on the table, let's find out exactly what the righteous spirit is going to do in 1:14 of the book of Hebrew, what we try to call Hebrew, then slide right over to 2:2. Matter of fact, 2:1 and 2. What it says in 2:1 and 2 after you read 1:14? Brother Yahdai Israel, come on.
Book of Hebrews, through the word of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse number 14 reads, "Are they not all minister spirits, sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation?"
Now, wait a minute. Let me get in there, Brother Yahdai Israel, on that. The minister spirit is sent to give them, to teach them that's going to be heir to salvation. And so that what the mental spirit job is to do is teach those that's going to be heir to salvation. Now let's look at 2:2, then skip up to verse 1. 2:2, then skip up to verse 1.
The book of Hebrews, through the word of Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 2. "With the word spoken by a minister spirit was steadfast. Every transgression and disobedience receives a just recompense, a reward." Verse number 1. "Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, he said, any time we should let them slip."
Mm-hmm. Because if we can let this thing slip away from us, that's why you have to understand one thing. You know, they tell an athlete when his contract is coming up, they say, "Well, I'll tell you what to do. Once you go out there and ask the other team, see what you want, and what they say you want, we set your salary according to that." So sometimes you have to step out there and see exactly how green is the grass on the other side, and then you'll find out one thing. When it's all said and done, you're going to find out one thing. There is no better teaching of the word of Yahweh than the Sixth Anointed Camp. But we tell the best of them, get out there and do the best you can. And when you got a confused brain, and you're going to find out that when it's all said and done, the best teaching that's set down is coming from the Sixth Anointed Camp. Because they're going to teach you exactly on one accord what this Bible's saying. And that's a game changer thing, right? And the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 17, verse 2. What it says in Deuteronomy, chapter 17, verse 2. What it says, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Look at Deuteronomy, chapter 17, verse number 2 reads. Look at Deuteronomy, chapter 17, verse number 2. "If there be found among you within any of your gates, you shall quell your Yahweh given you, man or woman, that have wrought wickedness to the sight of Yahweh your Yahweh, and transgressed his covenant."
Mm-hmm. So now what is wickedness? See, there it is right there. Wickedness is when you transgress Yahweh's covenant. He said, "Now, if any of you that you find out that there's wickedness going on." And what is wickedness? Wickedness is, so wickedness, see, Roy, is when you transgress Yahweh's covenant. Now, David grabbed a hold to that in the 25th chapter, verse 10, 14, and 22. In the 25th chapter of Psalms, verse 10, 14, and 22. Let me tell you something. So now we know what wickedness is. Wickedness is when you transgress, because you got to follow what Yahweh is saying wickedness is. He just says wickedness is when you transgress his covenant. So, examine yourself. Yeah, you do, WCC. Well, you were never given a covenant, WCC, so I couldn't tell you anything because the elder did read earlier in 1:15, what is made crooked cannot be straightened out. So you got to, you end up disadvantaged by being made crooked. And he said in 7:13 the same thing, what Yahweh have made crooked, it cannot be straightened out. So basically, you understand that that is not talking to you because you can't transgress something that you never got. Because that wasn't your creation to be made straight. Although you talk straight, you talk like a lamb, but you are really a snake. I sure cut you off. Well, you can wear it. Well, brother, y'all down here been at the radio station. It's not fun. He just, when you make statements, you know, I tell you the way it is. So, whatever we're saying there, Brother Yahdai Israel, what we're reading there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Psalms, chapter 25, verse 10, 14, and verse 22. Psalms 25, verse number 10. All the paths of Yahweh are mercy and truth, and to such as keep his covenant and his Torah instruction, testimony. Verse 14, the secret of Yahweh is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Verse 22, redeem Israel, O Yahweh, out of all his troubles.
So you see, and on 66 verse 5 says what? Of Psalms. What do 66 verse 5 say of Psalms there? Brother Yahdai, this Bible right here, like I said, again, I'll be taking notes as fast as anybody else taking notes. You know, subject matters is whatever it is whatever it is. What it says in Psalm 66, verse 5?
Book of Psalm 66, verse number 5 reads, come and see the works of Yahweh. He is terrible in his doing toward the children, family of men.
It's a come and see. Now, and when you come and see the works of Yahweh is when you hear those are the six anointed camps in the six locations teach the word of Yahweh. Come and sit down and hear the teaching of the six anointed camps of voices of the true Israelites. What it say in Romans 4:17 there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Book of Romans. Chapter 4, verse number 17, read. Book of Romans, chapter 4, verse number 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even Yahweh the Father, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were.
Then you say, go find out what that means. 1 Peter 5, verse 8.
Book of 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse number 8, read. Book of 1 Peter 5, verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeketh whom he may devour.
You see, so we clear, and all the way you're going to be sober and be what that word is again, Brother Yah, say that word again. That next word be sober and be what?
Vigilant.
Mm-hmm. Because your adversary He's trying to find who he can get his hand on. Because he said, I got something for them. And Paul was, see, Peter pulled that verse from Paul because after he heard Paul put Galatians 5, 18, we'll read down until we get our point. See, now the reason why Paul, the reason why the chief speaker of the nation of Israel said what he said, because he pulled that from the writings of Paul. And Paul made a profound statement in Galatians chapter 5, verse 18, and we'll read down until we get our point. See, the key to it is when you pull scripture, you hear what's said, then you go pull a scripture, and Yahweh will give you how to pull a scripture. So that 5, verse 8, be all that good stuff he said. Reason why he said that, because of Galatians 5, 18, start reading a little bit. Can we get our point, Brother Yahweh Israel, come on.
Book of Galatians 5, verse 18 reads, if ye be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Verse 19, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. Verse 20, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresy. Verse 21.
Pull that point, brother Yahweh Israel. Come back to verse 18. And let's get something in that. Let's go back to verse 18 for a minute, brother Yahweh Israel. Because I heard something in 18 and a break sign said, ho, stop right there. Read that verse again, just the way you read it. Read that verse 18 again.
The book of Galatians 5, verse number 18. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law.
That's right. If you are led by the Spirit, you're not up under the law. See that, see, right? Now, many institutions, they don't have an answer to that. It's not on the exam, but it ain't nothing but a cakewalk for the sixth and on the tenth. Because we know one thing, precept your Bible, and let's see exactly what that means. If you're not up under, if you live by the Spirit, you're not up under the law. See, the ones that got the degrees that went to these institutions, they use that as a, they card to say the left side of the book, we agree, it doesn't matter. Well, we're going to back up to 1 Timothy. Paul got him on his feet, and he got him on his feet real good. And he said something to him in 1 verse 7 down to verse number 11. So he told old Timothy, now they're gonna drop that on you, Timothy, but let me show you how you let them bump the gums and work it out. 1 Timothy 1, verse 7 down to verse 11. Let's see what it says in 1, 7 down to verse 11. Brother Yahweh Israel, come on.
The book of 1 Timothy, chapter 1, verse number 7 through 11 reads. The book of 1 Timothy, chapter 1, verse number 7. Desire to be teachers of the Torah instruction. Understand neither what they say, or whereof they affirm. Verse number 8. We know that the Torah instruction is good if a man uses it lawfully. Verse 9. Knowing this, that the Torah instruction is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless, disobedient, for the unyakly and for sinners, for unrighteous, and profane, for murder of the father, murder of the mother, for manslayer. Verse 10. For whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjurous persons. And if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, verse 11, according to the great covenant of the blessed Yahweh, which was committed to my trust.
Mm-hmm. And what he said behind that in verse 12, and what did old Timothy say behind that in verse 5?
Verse number 5?
12. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. Yeah, 12.
1 Timothy 1, verse 12. And I thank Yahuwah the Son, our Yahuwah, who have enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry.
Ain't that nice? See, when you jump down and you don't precept your Bible, and I'm going to tell you bottom line, you're not going to precept your Bible if the Spirit ain't right. Because he's not going to let you connect nothing together. He ain't going to connect nothing together. And just like we read in Galatians over there, we just read in the law was not made for a righteous man. Right. It's not made for a righteous man. If you don't, this don't pay you, don't never mind. No, you're not under that. Just like you hear on the news, and you see man shot 5 and broke out running, everybody trying to find. You don't duck out because what you, he's the one that done the law breaking. See, he did it. So that law that to catch him is not for you, right? Same thing here, see, right? The law was not made for those that's gonna not be this. But if you this, then that's why the law was made for you. Because if you this fits you. But if you wasn't, if this is not you, it don't fit you. You got it? Good. Now let's come back to Galatians again, as Brother Yahdai Israel, with that understanding. That's how you thoroughly break that down. No, it's not for those that spirit, that led by the Spirit, and that is Yahuwah's word, because you're not going to break Yahuwah's word, even if Yahuwah tell you 8:14. So I'm going to show you, Sarah, even if Yahuwah tell you 8:14, you're not going to break this. If you led by the Almighty Yahuwah, when Sarah 8:14 is on the table, you say, well, I ain't up under that. I ain't breaking that. No, I don't let my spirit get in the way for me to break 8:14, because I understand what he's saying. I'm not up under this unless I break 8:14. What did 8:14 say? A Sirach.
The book of Sirach, chapter 8, verse number 14 reads, go not to the Torah instruction with the seer, for they were judged for him according to his honor.
You see? He tell you what not to do. He says, don't go to the seer of the one that's been anointed by the seer to drop scriptures on them, because you do, you up under the law for being a breaker of the law. So that's when you know that you have been visited by Satan the devil. Because when Yahuwah tell you what not to do, you do it anyway. All the country, they are sending messages everywhere to those seers. The seer don't have time to read none of them. But when Yahuwah tells you what not to do, if you led by Yahuwah, there's certain things you're not going to do. You won't say, well, the seer, he got an anointed group out there, 6 anointed camp. I don't supposed to put my time in unless I'm asking them a question about something. I don't have the answer because I'm not anointed to give the answer. So I'm up under the law for breaking the law. I'm going to tell them what I think. And that's what it's for right there. You got it? That is right there. And that's what he'd be talking about in 12:43-45 of Matthew. And, you know, that's how lesson goes. So that's how Matthew's 12:43-45 kicks in behind what we just got through saying. Now what he says in Matthew 12:43 down to verse 45.
The book of Matthew, chapter 12, but 43 through 45 reads, Matthew 12, verse number 43, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man or woman, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest and find nothing. Verse 44, then he saith, I will return into my house from whence I came out. When he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garbage. Verse 45, then goeth he and taketh him with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself. They enter in and dwell there. The last state of that man or woman is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation.
you hear that, brother? Y'all die in there?
Yes, sir.
Oh, we hear that. See, when you are, Sirach 6, verse 2, what it says in Sirach 6, 2?
The book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse number 2 reads, Sirach 6, verse 2, extol not thyself in the counsel of thine own mind, that thy life be not torn in pieces as a bull straying alone.
You see what happened? So there it is right there. Let's come back to Grayson again, that brother Yahdai Israel. You know, it's amazing how you, like I said again, I don't know how to put a tape on because he going to give you something. Somebody going to make a statement some kind of way. And all of a sudden, he just give you a lesson in that. We know it's the atonement. We're going to talk about some atonement in a few minutes, too. We know it. And search back from 54 down to 51, you'll get a great big benefit of atonement, but you're still going to get some more. Like we said, with a man that got this much power, telling you that I got the power to wipe the slate clean with you, but this what you have to do. You have to be a 3:22 of First John. I mean, 1 John 3:22, you just have to be a 1 John 3:22. He's going to say, I'm going to wipe the... Do you know what's written over in 64 verse 6 of Isaiah first? Huh? Do you know he got something written in 64 verse 6 of Isaiah? What do you got written there, Brother Yahdai Israel, in 64 verse 6 of Isaiah?
The book of Isaiah 64, verse number 6 reads, book of Isaiah, chapter 64, verse number 6. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags. We do fade as a leaf, and our sin, like the wind, have taken us away.
You see it? Now the fear says we all is filthy rags. And you know those fear, Isaiah, he understood what the man was telling him, that based upon the Day of Atonement, he knew he had to get in there and get him a little shot in there too. Because, you know, he had to get him a great shot in there. Because he knows doggone well, you ain't got to say it out your mouth. But Yahweh, and you even know your thoughts. He know your thoughts, you know. And I give you a case in point there, Yahweh, I know your thoughts. Let's get a case in point. Turn to our book of Luke. Now, listen to the conversation that's going on in Luke. You say that, Yahweh, I know your thoughts. We go on to the book of Luke, and we're going to hear something. So, I didn't say none out of my mouth. I could have got it out of my fact. Get out of Genesis 2. I just want to get show you this man right here. When he show you these things here, it's up to you to just see if I can meditate on what this man's saying. And he'll give it to you. And the 18th chapter of Genesis. There was a conversation going on in the 18th chapter of Genesis. And we pick it up around about 18, verse 11. And let's hear some of this conversation going on. Genesis chapter 18, pick it up at verse 11. No, pick it up. I'll tell you what. I'll pick it up at verse number 10 just to make it sound good. 18, verse 10. Let's read a little bit, Brother Yahweh Israel. Let's see what we can get out of this. 18, verse 10.
Book of Genesis, chapter 18, verse number 10 reads. Genesis 18, verse 10. He said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. Lo, Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Verse number 11. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age. They ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of woman. Verse 12. And for Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, for I being old also. Verse 13. And Yahweh said unto Abraham, what did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child, which am old?
Read that. See that? Sarah was in the tent. She was inside of the tent. But she had big ears and little mouth. She had a mouth closed, but she was listening to everything that was going on out there. And she laughed in her mind. And Yahweh asked Abraham, why did Sarah laugh in her mind? Huh? Abraham ain't heard nothing. But that's the point we make it see, right? Let's get a second witness on this. See, this man know your thought. See, when this man tell you something not to do, and you let your flesh do it anyway, now you know you're a ticking time bomb and just says, Yahweh, in Luke chapter 1. And let's make it like a little bit meal out of this. We're going to get on the feast in a minute. On the feast of not eating, of mortal, natural food, but eating the word of Yahweh, we're going to get on that in a minute. But let's see what happened on the sixth month in verse 26. Luke chapter 1, let's see what happened in verse 26. And we'll take it down to verse 34. Let's see what's going on here, Brother Yahweh. Luke chapter 1, 26, down to verse 34.
The book of Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to 34 reads. Book of Luke chapter 1, verse 26. In the sixth month, the minister spirit Gabriel was sent from Yahweh the Son, Yahweh the Father, to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, verse 27, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of a family of David, and the virgin's name was Miriam, verse 28. The minister spirit came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, Yahweh is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Verse 29. When she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. Verse 30. Minister Spirit said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with Yahweh. Verse 31. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, shall call his name Yahweh the Son. Verse 32. He shall be great, he shall be called the Son of the Highest, and Yahweh shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Verse 33. He shall reign over the family of Israel forever. Now of his kingdom there shall be no end. Verse 34. Then said Mary unto the minister spirit, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?
Yes, you know. So you see what you're dealing with? And see, that's what the man that you're dealing with. And St. John chapter 4. See, this is amazing. It marvels that we will not hear what this man saying and not do what this man saying with all this power. Look what happened in St. John chapter 4, Let's see what it says. Luke chapter 4. Let's look at verse 20, 28 and 29. Let's see what it says in Luke chapter 4, verse 28 and 29. What did it say that, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of Luke.
Well, make it St. John. Thank you again, there, Brother Yahweh Israel. Luke just sounds good, but it's talking about St. John, chapter 4 and 29.
The book of St. John, chapter 4, verse 28, verse 29, read. St. John 4, verse 28. The woman then left her water pot, went her way into the city, and said to the men, verse 29, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this Yahweh the Son?
Ain't that so? Ain't that so? You see, did you hear what the woman said? He said, come and catch this guy. Told me everything I did. Isn't this Yahweh the Son? So you see what you're dealing with? Pickled eyewitness, what you're dealing with. Oh, my. Let me take a little tea behind that one. Come see a man that have told me everything I've done. Better come catch this guy. And that's the point we're trying to tell you, see, we're trying to tell you something. Listen, when this man tell you that the law is not for a righteous person, that means if you're not falling up under that trend, a bull straying along where, you know, I can do my own thing, then you fit the law as a lawbreaker. But if you're doing opposite of what that is not for you, you got it? It's not for you. If you look at yourself saying that you got some of Leviticus 24, verse 1 and 8, see, now, if you're Leviticus 24, 1 and 8, what do it say in Leviticus 24, 1 and 8?
The book of Leviticus, chapter 24, verse number 1, verse number 8 reads, Leviticus 24, verse number 1. Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse number 8, every Sabbath you shall set in order before Yahweh continually. Then take it from the family of Israel by an everlasting covenant.
I'm doing that. I mean, I'm doing that, yeah. Well, then that, the law of the Sabbath day is not for you then. So what you getting all jumpy for is not for you. You saying, I'm doing that. Every Sabbath I springboard my life from the Sabbath day. Getting to one of the six anointed camps, getting in, big ear, little mouth. Then that don't fit me. That don't work for me. So I'm doing that. See that thing right here? You got it? Good. Back to St. John chapter 4. So when he says, this is for the ones that are not, I made this for, like they made the red lights out there. That made the red lights out there that didn't. Everybody just run the four ways and everybody crashed at the intersection. Because he didn't say, well, who was in the right, who was in the wrong, right? That's what they put the red light and the stop sign up there for. You stop, and you stop, then you go. But suppose you go out there on a four-way, and there's no direction at all. So whoever comes to the four-way, he said, well, I can run through the four-way and understand, tell me not to slow it down. But that's why Yahweh put this understanding to you. This is what goes to check you. And when you see you in the flesh, you say, wait a minute. Yahweh told me in writing not to do anything contrary to leadership. Otherwise, don't do it. If I do it, then I'm up on everything that's he read now. But if I don't do it, I'm not up on it. If I'm not a Corinthians 10:10. So if you're a Corinthians 10:10, then everything we read, you up on it. What it say in Corinthians 10:10?
The book of 1 Corinthians.
14.
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 10. Verse number 10 reads, book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 10. Verse number 10. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 10. Neither murmur you, and some of them also murmur, and were destroyed of the destroyed.
Well, I don't do that. Well, you're not up under that thing. Then you just drink your tea and keep it moving. You're not up under that. Hey, that's the key. You're not up under that. And the wise man, the word, asked for wisdom. He asked for this wisdom. And he said, okay, I'll give you this wisdom, Solomon. But would you write down exactly what going on that I'm going to put in your brain? And 6:12 down to verse number 20. Let's see what it says in Proverbs chapter 6:12-20. So then we're going back to Galatians again. And after we stop off in the 3:22 of First John. I ain't forgot about the fourth chapter. I'm coming back and getting a little bit of that too. So you see how this thing works, see, right? You got to examine yourself. He's telling you that I'm watching you. And Enoch 20 verse 1. If he tell you that in the 15th chapter, verse 37 through 40, put on fringes that I can know that you mine, and you kick against fringes, then you up under these laws here. Then you smack in the middle of these laws. He's saying, with all this power that know the end from the beginning, hey, you children of Israel, put some fringes on. Tell for Moses, put some fringes on. He said, when you die, I'm going to tell the seer after you. Tell him, put some fringes on. With all this power, he's telling you, when you step out, have some fringes on. And you kick against fringes with man all this power that going to bring all this on the table? You're going to be saying, shoot, if I don't know how to put them together, let me find out that great tailor called Brother Yahshua Israel and sit down at the table and show me how to do it. That's why we tell you, keep up with your book. Keep up with your book, how to put this thing together, because you want this man blessing. Because if you don't get this man blessing, you're going to get this man cursing. The man tells you, walk around with fringes on. Don't leave home without them. See? With all that power. Let's see what it says in 6:12 down to verse 20. What did it say, Brother Yahshua Israel?
The book of Proverbs 6, verse number 12-20 reads. Book of Proverbs 6, verse number 12. A naughty person, a wicked man, a woman, walking with a forward mouth. Verse 13. You see wicked with their eyes. They speak it with their feet. They teach it with their feet. Verse 14. For when it is in their mind, they devise mischief continually. They sow of discord. Verse 15. And for shall their calamity come suddenly. Suddenly shall they be broken without remedy. Verse 16. These 16 that Yahweh hates, seven are an abomination unto him. Verse 17. Proud look, a lying tongue, hand to shed innocent blood. Verse 18. Mind that devise a wicked imagination, feet that be swift and run into mischief. Verse 19. False witness that speak of lies, you see them sow of discord among brothers and sisters. Verse 20. My son, keep your father's Torah instructions and forsake not the covenant of your mother.
Mm-hmm. Hey, bro, y'all, you read that. You know what? You know how you read that? I'm sure y'all you read that according to the Bible. Now, let me show y'all you just got through reading that. You read that, Brother Yahshua Israel, we want to get a verse on what you just got through doing. What you just got through doing, we want to get a verse on it. What you just got through doing. And when you just got through reading that. In the seventh chapter. In the seventh chapter, Brother Yahdai Israel. In the seventh chapter. I'm going to make it six. But you just got through doing that. You just got to be doing something that Brother Yahdai Israel. And I just want to put it in the scripture. If you got an idea of what I'm talking about, then you go right ahead and take a shot at it. You want to take a shot at it? You go right ahead. Because you just got to saying something. And I want to pull that verse out there, Brother Yahdai Israel. I want to pull that verse out. Because if you got the verse on, I'm looking at it, but I just can't get it right away. What they say, matter of fact, I just walked into it. In the sixth chapter of Acts, Brother Yahdai Israel, we want to pick it up at the sixth chapter, verse 8. Let's pick it up at verse 8. And let's see if you can be walking to it. I can't get exactly where I want this pinpoint right away, but I guess I got to walk into it. Acts chapter 6, verse number 8 says what?
The book of Acts 6, verse number 8. Stephen, full of the Spirit and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people.
Pray.
Verse 9. And there arose certain of the synagogue, temple, which is called the synagogue, polluted for temple, of the Libertine and Cyrenian, Alexandrian, and of them of Cilicia and of Asia, disputing with Stephen. Verse number 10. They were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. Verse number 11. Seven men which said, we have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and against Yahweh. Verse 12. They stirred up the people of the elders and the scribes and came upon him and called him and brought him to the council. Verse 13.
Hold that point, that Brother Yahdai Israel. Want to go a little farther over. Now we got the contents of all that good talking, but I want to get right down to exactly what we're looking for, and it's in verse 7. And I want to bring it out, Brother Yahdai Israel. I just got through hearing it. And I don't know why I was slow getting to it. But in 7, so we extract everything that was said. You just got through reading. And we'll get right down to exactly what you just got through doing, read. And 7:54. What you just got through reading was 7:54. I got to make a note of that because of what it says in 7:54.
The book of Acts, chapter 7, verse number 54 reads, Acts 7:54. When they heard these things, they were cut to the mouth. They gnashed on him with their teeth.
So, see, that's all I got to tell you, see, right? When you're reading the word of Yahweh, this is the greatest piece of power it is. See, you got songs that can bring it out. And when you bring it out with that spirit in there, this word will cut to, make you gnash the teeth or bump the gums, whatever. You know, bump the gums real good. You can't tell you something about this word of Yahuwah. This word of Yahuwah is going to draw you or it's going to drive you. But one thing I know the word of Yahuwah is going to do, it's going to expose you, see, right? And if our job is to expose those that understand one thing, we're supposed to see some fruit from this Bible in you. I mean, according to this Bible. Because what you just got through him was a word that it cut. He make you bump the gums up, a nasty teeth. Yeah. And guess what? And guess what? Little every minute of it, little old seal, he's making a teeth around it. Collect the grace of Brother Yahdiah, let's start wrapping this up. For this special mission called Thursday, we'll wrap this up. We know you got a whole lot of big time teaching to do tomorrow and everything else. So let's see if we go back to Galatians and pick up back where we was at. We broke down 18 and 19 real good. We're taking on down to verse 22. Taking on down to verse 22 there, Brother Yahdiah, well. Back to Galatians. 18 and 19 possibly. Pick up verse 19 to 22, what it say?
The book of Galatians chapter 4.
Yeah, we're using Galatians chapter 5, but before you get there, come back to St. John. Let's clean this up, too. We might clean up St. John chapter 4. Let's clean this up, too. You remember the woman says, hey, y'all better come catch this guy. This guy telling me everything I did. And that's a big talk he's had. Now, we want to find out what they say behind that. And that points towards this minister. In the fourth chapter there, Brother Yahdiah Israel, we heard what they say. You come find this man. And what happened in verse 39? 439 of St. John. What happened in 439? And take it on to verse 42. Verse 39 in the fourth chapter of St. John. 39 or 42, what happened?
The book of St. John, chapter 4, verse number 39 through 42, read. St. John 4, verse 39. And many of the Samaritans, northern kingdom of that city, believed on him, for the saying of the one was testified. He told me all that ever I did. Verse 40. But when the Samaritans, northern kingdom, were coming to him, they besought him that he would tarry with them. He abound there 2 days. Verse 41. And many more believed because of his own word. Verse 42. And said unto the woman, now we believe not because of your saying, but we have heard him ourselves. Know that this is indeed Yahuwah the Son, the Savior of the world of Israel.
Ain't that something? Did you hear that? Back to Galatians. Let's finish up and get that Galatians 5:19-22 and 1 John 3:22, and we'll close out with that. Just hear the man say it. The woman said, this man told everything. Let me tell you something, see, right? Everything you have did, that's why he gave you the option to do one thing. Get that atonement. Get that oil on you. Because you say you ain't got nothing. You ain't believing this man because even still got to make sure that he gets the blessing. The elders, the teachers got to make sure they get the blessing. I want my slate clean for my lowdown wage for the last past year. He said, I'll do it for you if you come clean with me. So you see what's on the table, see, right here? Don't let your puffed up spirit beat you out of the blessing this man got before the man killed you. Man gonna kill you. Tell you like it is. What you reading that, Brother Yahdiah Israel?
The book of Galatians chapter 5, verse number 19 to 22. Galatians 5, verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness. Verse 20, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresy. Verse 21, envy, murder, drunkenness, rivaling, such like of the which I tell you before, and as I have also told you in time past, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh. Verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness.
Brother Yahdai Israel, give me 322. So you hear what you just got through here, and that's how, listen, that's the spirit we're talking about, see, right? Did you hear what the man's saying? Did you hear what we read over there in the 7th chapter, verse 54? The words, it cuts you. It cuts you to the, it makes you fall all out, you know, when you hear this thing, when it's done right by the spirit of Yahweh. Huh? You see what's going on here? 322 in the closing statement that Brother Yahdai Israel, come on.
Book of 1 John 3, verse 22 reads, whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his Torah instructions, do those things that are pleasing in his sight.
Is your man there? He said, I ask you something. Everything we just got through reading, you got this call, you know. He said, what can you use your own asking stuff? What you just got through reading now you know what the law now, right? All these, if you don't never mind if you keeping the law. But if you're not keeping the law, everything but that, and he give you a day. He said, okay, I got a day for you then. I tell you what I'll do for you. He said, I got a day for you. One day of atonement. One day. And in that day, make sure I got to get one more verse there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Make sure you are Jonah 3:7. He said, are you a Jonah 3:7? I said, I got one day. I want you to be a Jonah 3:7. What he says in Jonah 3:7? Oh, Jonah tried to run from this thing because, you know, he got tired of people. You know, he didn't like the Israelites that was over there in Nineveh anyway, because they was tainted. But he told old Jonah, but you see how y'all do, Jonah. He said, 3:7, what it say? We'll close out on that. 3:7, brother, y'all got in there.
The book of Jonah 3:7 reads, he caused it to be proclaimed and published throughout Nineveh by the decree of the king and his nobles said, that neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, take anything that them need not feed nor drink water.
He said, I don't want nothing to come to your mouth. When you make a torment to me, I don't want you to depend on nobody but me. When the sun go down at night, I don't want to see nothing, chewing, drinking, or nothing. I want you to be trembling somewhere and thinking about me with all my power. He said, I'm going to be watching you too. That's what he said. You got it? That's what he's talking about. That's atonement. That means you tell it like it is. And what got to be done is you got to tell it like it is. So we leave it like that, Brother Yahdai Israel. Now, and we'll come back with some more of that. Remember, Yahdai Israel, until we eyeball the eyeball, top out the 7 day, you got your clothes, come on.
Hallelujah, choir, hallelujah, choir, hallelujah, choir. Love the way it's rolling out there, Seer Israel, a seed royal. Great word, team. To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah, choir.
Hallelujah, choir. Hallelujah. Let's bring back our elder in for his closing statement. Let's bring our elder back in. We'll get the closing statement on this, and we'll get right back to some more. The OCTY, Voices of the True Israelites, as we get closer to understand one thing, this man is telling you exactly what he wants done with all this power. With all this power, he's telling you exactly what he wants done. Just what I want done. He said, you do it the way I tell you to do it, and you got a clean slate. You don't do it the way I tell you to do it, your time's going to run out. That's what he's saying. Let's bring our elder back in and get his closing statement on K-55. Elder, let's tips you back on the clock. Come on. seer, we got to mute somebody behind that. Who are you going to mute? You going to mute Mr. Tibbs? What can I say to you? It's your radio station. You do what you want to do. You do what you got to do. No question about it. But to understand one thing, the Bible still remains the same. So we'll go back to the network. And Mr. Tibbs, we just catch you on the big station. So WCC said we got to mute somebody behind what you just got through saying. So we go find Sister G. Israel. See, we find Sister G. Israel and bring her in. And we'll see if we can get to the would allow for it to say, what is he is great? Father, y'all got to do. Y'all my people that see right. And then we're trying to do.
Yahweh bless you, sir, Israel, King Royal. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, you know, sometimes you look on this keypad and you see numbers looking so close to each other. And I made that mistake one time. Okay, well, this time I got it right. Sister G. Israel, Travel Yahweh God you. Now, so now we found out some things that let's call the book of Esther in the 14th chapter of the Apocrypha, and let's find out exactly what's on her mind. Let's find out what's on her mind. What is her thoughts? In the 14th chapter of the Apocrypha, we're going to find out what's on Esther's mind on 14 verse 1, because she knew that she was in the big house, but in the same token, she knew she was up on the captivity too. Let's see what her mindset is in the Apocrypha of Esther, chapter 14, pick up verse 1. Let's read down until we find out what is her mindset. What is she thinking? 14, verse 1, come on.
Esther. Esther, chapter 14, verse 1. Queen Esther also, being in fear of death, resorted unto Yahweh, too, and laid away her wonderful great apparel, glorious word, glorious apparel, and put on the garments of anguish and mourning, and instead of precious ointments, she covered her head, ashes and dung, and she humbled her body greatly, and that all the places of her joy she filled with her torn hair. 3. And she prayed unto Yahweh of Israel, saying, O my Yahweh, you only are our king. Help me, desolate woman, which have no helper but you. 4. For my danger is in mine hand. 5. From my youth up, I have heard in the tribe of my family that you, O Yahweh, tookest Israel from among all people, and our fathers from all their predecessors for a perpetual inheritance, and you has performed whatsoever you did as promised them. 6. And now we have sinned before you. Therefore has you given us into the hands of our enemies. 7. Because we worshipped their false Yahweh. O Yahweh, you are righteous. 8. Nevertheless, it satisfies them not that we are in bitter captivity, but that they have stricken hands with their idols. 9. That they will abolish the thing that you with your mouth has ordained. and destroy your inheritance, and stop the mouth of them that praise you, and quench the greatness of your temple and of your altar. 10. And open the mouths of the nations, Esau and his five sons, to set forth praises of the idols and to magnify a fleshly king forever. 11. O Yahuwah, give not your scepter unto them that be nothing, and let them not laugh at our fall, but turn their device upon themselves, and make him an example that has begun this against us. 12. Remember, O Yahuwah.
Hold that part there, Sister G, Israel. We'll go back to verse 10, because at this time right here, this was called the Medes and the Persians. They was ruling. This was called one called Japhetic peoples, and Medes and the Persians, and these were peoples of color. Now, the descendants of Esau, he don't come in until after 300 B.C. So this is talking about people look just like you, right there in verse 10. It ain't time for old Alexander to kick in right now. So this not Esau and his five sons in verse 10. Come back to verse 10 and verse 9. Verse 10 again.
Make it 10
and back up to 9.
Open the mouths of the Medes and the Persians to set forth the praises of the idols, and to magnify a fleshly king forever. 9. Mm-hmm. That they will abolish the thing that you with your mouth have ordained, and destroyed your inheritance, and stop the mouth of them that praise you, and quench the greatness of your temple and of your altar.
Mm-hmm. So, see, in this case right here, this when the children of Israel with Mordecai and them, they was all over in the land. Matter of fact, we back up a little bit and take a little peek and see exactly who was running things, what's going on. Matter of fact, we might want to take a look at that real quick, since it ain't no accident, anything. So let's take a little peek and see exactly what was going on in these days by going and take a little peek exactly who was running things at this time. Let's take a look at something in give me a EZRA 1-1 for a minute, and that'll get me just warmed up for a second. EZRA 1-1.
Ezra, chapter 1.
Mm-hmm. 1-1. Ezra 1-1.
Ezra, chapter 1, verse 1. Now, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of Yahuwah by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, Yahuwah stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and put it also in writing, saying.
So now, the king of Persia, Cyrus was the first king. He was the king, but out of him, let's run to Daniel chapter 11. And let's see if we bring the guy in that's in Esther days. Let's run to Daniel chapter 11. And Daniel chapter 11, they're going to tell us something about something we need to tie this in. See, now, this bloodline in Daniel chapter 11, the king of Persia. So Cyrus was the first king of Persia. Then he had his son come behind him. And we'll go to Daniel chapter 11. And we'll read down until we pick up this guy right here. He's not going to be in name, but we'll find out that he is in name. Let's go to the book Well, we say again, Daniel chapter 11, and particularly verse 1. What it says in verse 1? 11:1.
Daniel chapter 11:1. Also, I, in the first year of Darius the Mede, even I stood to confirm and to strengthen him. 2. And now will I show you the truth. Behold, there shall stand up yet 3 kings in Persia, and the 4th shall be far richer than they all. And by his strength...
Right there, Sister G. Israel. Now they're going to stand 3 kings in Persia. That means it's going to be a bloodline, getting that bloodline from Persia. And Persia is a polluted word that came from Elam, Elam, and all the way up to Shem. So that's what that means by their color people. So, but they say a 4th king going to come out of there. So they're going to have 3 rulers. 4th king is going to be more richer than them. And let's find out what that means by he's going to be more richer. Now we're going to the book of Esther and see what they mean by he to be more richer than them by going to Esther chapter 1. So this is the bloodline of the Persians and the Medes. And this is going into Daniel chapter 7, how one rib got up higher than the other in 7 verse 5, but that's another teaching. But we want to come and get this right here in Esther chapter 1, and we'll look at verse number 1 and 2. Let's see what it says in Esther chapter 1. Now it says it will be a king that come out of the Persian Empire that's going to be more straighter and more stronger than the first 3 Persian kings. Here he is, ready to write. When you precept your Bible, boom, there it is there. Esther chapter 1, 1 and 2 says what?
Chapter 1, verses 1 through 2. Now it came to pass in the days of Astyrus, this is Astyrus which reigned from India even unto Ethiopia, over 127 provinces. 2. That in those days when the king Astyrus sat on the throne of his kingdom, which was in Shushan, the palace.
Okay. So you see, that's why we keep telling the world, this is your book. This is not the 17 nation book. Because what you just got to witness right then and there is no institution can do what the 6 anointed camps can do. See, we clear that we are the ministry to tell you what this man's saying, and the world is sitting there battle-gasted of what we do, but we in the spirit of Yahuwah. So we read in Daniel chapter 11, that's a prophecy of this guy coming. This is years later. So that's what we're trying to tell you, see, right? This Bible is called, and understand something. When we bring and tell you what's going to happen to you from the pages of the book, it's up to you to understand what this man is saying. This man is telling you plainly what he's saying. And what is he saying? This is what the man is trying to tell us. Let's go to the 16th chapter, verse 29 through 34 of the book of Leviticus. See, with just with that understanding right there, so it's no accident. And that's how things come out. Daniel was talking about this king is going to be richer than his other 3 bloodline kings. And we find out this man ran everything. See? And he had a long bloodline until the year of 331 B.C. Now you go find out what happened in 331 B.C. You get on your old piece of telephone and find out what happened in 331 B.C. They ran all the way up to 331 B.C. See? Before Esau and his 5 sons had jack to say. They have nothing to say until 331 B.C. Everything from 331 B.C. back to 4004, Esau and his five sons ain't had jack to say about anything. And that's why you got to know about this book. This is your book. You got to strut this strut because this is your book. Look what he says over in Leviticus chapter, what we say again, that's Sister Israel?
16.
Okay. All right. 16 what? What we say?
I don't know.
Pick around by verse number. Pick it around 29 down to verse 34. Yeah. So if we understand that this man with all his power have told us something, and look what he says in the 16th chapter, 29 verse 34. What do you say?
Leviticus. Chapter 16, verses 29 through 34. And this shall be a statute forever unto you, that in the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, you shall afflict your souls and do no work at all, whether it be one of your own country or a stranger that sojourneth among you. 30. For on that day shall the priest make an atonement for you to cleanse you, that you may be clean from all your sins before Yahweh. 31. It shall be a Sabbath of rest unto you, and you shall afflict your souls by a statute forever. 32. And the priest whom he shall anoint and whom he shall consecrate to minister in the priest's office in his father's stead shall make the atonement and shall put on the linen clothes, even the righteous garments. 33. And he shall make an atonement for the righteous sanctuary, and he shall make an atonement for the tabernacle of the congregation and for the altar, and he shall make an atonement for the priest and for all the people of the congregation. 34. And this shall be an everlasting statute unto you to make an atonement for the children of Israel for all their sins once a year. And he did as Yahweh commanded Moses.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? Did you hear that? So the message is this. The Day of Atonement is only days away. The only way you're going to receive this blessing, you have to be in the number to receive the blessing by a fit man that's been anointed by the seer to do so. If you do not get it, you will not get what he just told you. With all this power, he said, I'm giving you to understand one thing. If you don't do it, then in St. John, you the man just said. So in St. John chapter 9, Sister G. Israel, let's see what the Bible says. You know, the ministry will tell you what verse to go. He said, go to St. John chapter 9. Okay. Let's see what he says in 9:41.
John chapter 9, verse 41. John chapter 9, verse 41. And Yahweh the Son said unto them, if you were blind, you should have no sin. But now you say, we see. Therefore, your sins remain.
Ain't that something? You command to see. Oh, I know atonement is coming up. But I know I'm not a 64 verse number 6 of Isaiah. What does it say? I'm I'm without reproach. What you say in 64 verse 6 of Isaiah? So you see the man the same. What it say in 64 verse 6 of Isaiah?
Isaiah chapter 64 verse 6. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, sin, like the wind, have taken us away.
I beg to differ. The seer said we all is in bad shape. He said we all in bad shape, and the entire man of the power said, I tell you what, I give you, if you make it to see that day, I give you one day to follow my rules. Then I will tell you some good stuff. Now, Paul, pull that verse, something similar to that verse. Let's see what Paul says in Romans chapter 10 now, Sister G. Israel. Let's see what he says in the 10th chapter. And we're going to pick it up around by verse number 13. Let's go to Romans chapter 13 down to verse number 17. Let's see what Paul says here. Romans 10, he's talking to the northern kingdom, but it can apply to those everywhere. 10, 13 to 17, what do you say?
Romans chapter 10, verses 13 through 17. For whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahweh shall be saved. 14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher, a seer, a teacher, a shepherd? 15. And how shall they teach, except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel, polluted from covenant teachers of peace, and bring glad tidings of good things. 16. But they have not all obeyed the good tidings of the covenant. For Isaiah says, Yahweh, who has believed our report? 17. So then, faith, belief in the covenant, comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yahweh.
Hey, that's up. Hey, do you hear what the man is saying? Let's go back to Leviticus. You hear what the man saying? I mean, I was listening to a tape, and I think I said that so many times. I said, but look, did you hear what the man saying? Man, you know, it reminds me of what's written in the book of Jasper 23, verse 40. He said, my main man, Eliezer, what do you see in the 23, verse 40? He said, I don't see nothing but some clouds. Yeah. He said, my firstborn son, Ishmael, the Quran to be man, what you see? He said, I don't see nothing. He said, I'll tell you what, both of y'all just stay back with the ass there. You don't see nothing. He said, Isaac, what you see, Isaac? He said, I see a cloud with a man with some big black feet on it. Sitting in the cloud with some big black feet. He said, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You see that? Yeah, I see. See, Roy, do you see what the man is saying? What is he saying? Let's go back to Leviticus, 16. Going back to Leviticus 16 and see what he said. Do you hear what the man said? You know what he says in Leviticus chapter 16, verse 29 and 31. Let's see what he says. Leviticus chapter 16, Heavenly Tablet, called the first five books. 29 through 31, what do you say?
Chapter 16, verses 29 through 31. Leviticus, chapter 16, verse 29. And this shall be a statute forever unto you, that in the seventh month, on the tenth day of the month, you shall afflict your souls and do no work at all, whether it be one of your own country or a stranger that sojourneth among you. 30. For on that day shall the priest make an atonement for you to cleanse you, that you may be clean from all your sins before Yahweh. 31. It shall be a Sabbath of rest unto you, and you shall afflict your soul, so by a statute forever.
Verse 34.
And this shall be an everlasting statute unto you, to make an atonement for the children of Israel for all their sins once a year. And he did as Yahweh commanded Moses.
And Moses got in contact with Aaron, and Aaron got in contact with his sons, and they executed what Moses got from Yahweh. So if the seer do not perform this act with you, or anoint those of the other camp to do this for you, you got to. You'll be on pins and needles because Yahweh said what he got on the table for you. It's up to you. You're not some, not that I remember the politician. I think his name was old man Richard Davis. He gave him two alternatives. He casted with a little dummy in there with a rope around his neck or signed his paper. He gave him eternity. Either you sign these papers right here, you nine aldermen of color, or then you take this right here with this little casket with the rope around your neck. It's up to you. So that was the man that's saying things right. Listen, the only choice you got is you. Here's the man saying. In Leviticus 23, Sister G. Israel, let's look at, before you read Jonah chapter 3, verse 6 and 7. Give me Jonah chapter 3, verse 6 and 7.
Jonah chapter 3, verses 6 through 7. Jonah chapter 3, verse 6. For word came unto the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, and he laid his robe from him, and covered him with sackcloth, and set in ashes. 7. And he caused it to be proclaimed and published through all Nineveh, by the decree of the king and his nobles, saying, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed water.
He says, on the day when he heard what he told the anointed, and like the day come up on the night, when the sun set, he said, bet not nothing even come to you, close to your mouth. To that time, the sun go around again. And he made a profound statement that we're not going to read it in the book of Enoch 20, verse 1. The men of spirit, their job is just to watch. But when it comes down to the six anointed camps, let's see what it says in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12 and 13. Then we come back to Leviticus and we'll wrap it up. We'll wrap it up and we'll get back on this tomorrow. Let's see what it says in whatever I just said What did I say?
1 Timothy.
Okay. Chapter 6, verse 12 and 13. See, that's how the Spirit get on you. The Spirit will run some verses on you so fast, and you be going to write down, what did I say? And that's when you know you got it. 1 Timothy 6, 12 and 13 says what?
1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto you are also called, and has professed a good profession before many witnesses. 13, I give you charge in the sight of Yahuwah, who quickeneth all things, and before Yahuwah the Son, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession.
Ain't that something? A good profession. That means you got to deliver. Ain't the system on account. We all ears. He said, you got to show up and deliver. Oh, what kind of confession you got to deliver? Sister G. Israel, according to the Bible?
Witnessed a good confession.
Ain't that something? Ain't that something? You got to deliver a good confession. You can't be bumming around with this. This man is talking about hitting the button, saying you did from that time to last year, even from your beginning time of you born. Every wicked thing you did, when you put that bang on somebody, when you done all the backbiting and the murmur and all that, he said, listen, I got one day for you. To tell you exactly this, if you do exactly, and let the one that's anointed witness. What they got to witness again, Sister D as well?
A good confession.
Ain't that something? Hey, that's out. Then what are you going to say in the book of Hebrews 8, verse 12? Then what Yahuwah going to say?
Hebrews, polluted for Eber. Eber, chapter 8, verse 12. Eber, chapter 8, verse 12. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more.
Ain't that something? You say Bible just said? That man said, man, going to give you all, you know how something is deleted out? He said, man, I had about $7-$8 in there, but it's been deleted out. You know what that means, right? This man said, I'm going to delete out everything to the left to give you a clean slate to walk into newness of life. And you going to blow that? That's up to you. But you can't say you haven't been told. The man got, and I remember no more of your backbiting, tail-bearing, you know, always murmuring, complaining, being a backbiter, and all. I don't hear none of it. All that saying things when, because your emotions in a way, some of them remember that no more too. He said, but you got to come on home with us. What kind of confession you got to do?
Good confession.
Ain't that something? Is that what he said? Because Paul said he witnessed Yahuwah the Son did it. So if he did it, oh, I'm greater than you, greater than Yahuwah the Son? So the seer and those that are not in the six anointed camps, we want to hear, oh, what kind of confession we want to hear against the Israel?
A good confession.
Hey, that's what the Bible's saying. And also the 23rd chapter, verse 1, and we'll close out with this. 1 and 38 says what? What it says in the 23rd chapter, verse 1, 9, and 38 and 44. 1, 9, 38 and 44. Let's see if we can close out with this. 1, 9, 8, 1, whatever, well, I forgot what I said. I know I said 23, verse 1. And I said anything about a 9. No, I'm forgetting that. 23, yeah. Verse 1. Okay, what did I say?
Leviticus.
Yeah, 23.
Leviticus 23, verses 1, 9, 38, and 44.
Y'all say anything about 9? Okay, we'll go with that.
Leviticus 23, 38, and 44.
We'll close out with this. Listen to what he got on tape. You will be saying, listen to what's written to be passed on to your ear, what it was written.
Leviticus, chapter 23, verses 1, 9, 38, and verse 44. Leviticus, chapter 23, verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, 9. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, 38. 23. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
26.
Unto Moses, saying,
33.
Verse 33. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying,
this man, how many times this man got to be telling you to get your attention? This man, you hear the man saying, and what he say in 38 and 44?
Verses 38 and 34. Besides the Sabbaths,
44.
Besides the Sabbaths of Yahuwah, and besides your gifts, and besides all your vows, and beside all your freewill offerings, which you give unto Yahweh. And Moses declared unto the children of Israel the feast of Yahweh.
Verse 4.
4. These are the feasts of Yahweh, even righteous convocations, which you shall proclaim in their seasons.
Ain't that something? You hear that Bible told all that, and all I said, ain't that something? You hear what the Bible just told you? That's it, see, for you. There it is before you. Take 55. That's up to you. That's up to you. All six vocations be open, but you can't give. You got to come on with a. What kind of confession you got to make again?
A good confession.
Ain't that something? Took the D Israel until we get back on it again tomorrow. You got your clothes taken. Come on.
Thank you, Seer Israel, for connecting the books. And Seer Royal, don't be in the congregation of the dead. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So this Bible is telling all this good stuff. And that's why, our job is, see, that's why I see Jonah. He tried to run from this thing. But he told John, when you came right from this thing, John, and when you got the knowing all on you, you came right from this thing. Huh? Go ahead and run. You can run all you want to run from this thing, but I'm going to get you. And when he turned Jonah loose in that third chapter, Jonah, he had to get there. And matter of fact, we'll read that. Let's go find the mothers. Let me show you something. When Yahweh turned Jonah loose, let's see exactly what he did when he turned him loose. See, this ministry got a job to do. We know we're not light on, all points, but we got a job to do. But Yahweh said, I'm going to play who can be against you. And Romans 8:31. So that's the key. You want to make sure your Yahweh is righteous with you. He'll take care of anything that's contrary to that. You just deliver what the man tells you to do. So you hearing about this atonement. He's saying, if they do what I tell them to do, I will delete all their low-down ways, the backbiting, the tail-bearing, the murmuring, complaining. I'll delete it if they do the torment, but they got to make a good confession. They got to get up there, raise their hands up to some Yahuwah, I mean, and come on home with it. And then he gonna say, hey, Seer, the ones that anointed you anointed it. Well, what'd that sound like? I thought he gonna ask anyway. I'm saying that was pretty good right there. They gonna say, come on into the news of life. Your slot. All that you did, all them low down ways you have did on transgression against me, I'm blotting it out and I'll remember no more. Don't you want that? And you worry about who hearing you? He said you got to be heard, although he hear you all the time. All right, that's enough said on that. Let's go find the mugs out of Camp 1. Now, let's go see me find the mugs out of Camp 1 and we'll take it on in. That's what we do. We'll look for the mugs out of Camp 1. And we'll see if we find the mugs out of Camp 1. Because Mother East, she made a great confession a little while ago in the early part of the tape. Well, I tell you, go back and redo the tape. See, one thing we do know, we prepared to get you right. It's up to you with them puffed up spirits to get yourself right according to some dust saying Yahuwah. Great. So when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1 with a loud voice, you mother D.F. Israel, Yahuwah be with you, L.C. right.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah. Mother Z, coming out of Camp 1, too. Let's see exactly can we get Mother E. Mother Z. Mother E again. Mother E. Yahuwah be with you, L.C. Royal.
Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel.
Hallelujah. Now, you know, it's a lot of information. And our job is to deliver the information. And one thing about delivering information, there, Mother D.F. Israel, we got to make sure when we deliver our information, we make sure we fall away from being a Sarat. 14 verse 10. We got to make sure we fall away from being a Sarat. 14 verse 10. And Mother E. Have me Ephesians chapter 5, 8 through 17. Wait, no. Let's throw this on the table real quick and see where can we go. See, there's one thing we cannot be. When it comes down to taking care of Yahuwah's business. What did it say that Mother D up Israel over there in 14 verse 10? We can't be alone.
Sirach chapter 14 verse 10. A wicked eye envies his bread, and he is a nigger at his table.
Ain't that right? You be a nigga at the table. That's how the man saying. He said, a wicked eye, you ain't nothing but a nigga at the table. That's all you is, old nigga at the table. A wicked eye, you always looking around, seeing who looking at me or whatever. You ain't nothing but a nigga at the table. That's what he tells you. A nigga at the table. That's in the Bible, too. So you got to watch a nigga at the table. You got a wicked eye. Mother E, what it say in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8 down to verse 17? What it say there, Mother E?
The book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8 to 17. Verse 8, for you were sometimes darkness, but now are you light in the Yahuwah. Walk as children of light. Verse 9. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness, proving what is acceptable unto the Yahuwah. Verse 11. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Verse 12. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. Verse 13. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whosoever doeth make manifest his light. Verse 14. Wherefore he said, awake thou that sleep, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee life.
Yahweh
shall give thee life. Okay. Verse 15. See then that you walk circumspect, not as fools, but as wise. Verse 16. Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Verse 17. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Yahweh is.
What does that big read, Moses? That big read, my dear. What does that again in verse 11 and 12? What does that again out, Moses, in 11, verse 11 and 12? Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11 and verse 12. Verse 11. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Verse 12.
But it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret.
He said those that are outside of the six anointed camps. He said, don't put no time in them because you're wasting your time. He said, he tell you what not to do, but you do it anyway. Because those outside of the six anointed camps, all they're going to be a murmur, complainer, a backbiter, and a complainer and a whine. That's all they're going to do. So you got to understand what the man's saying. You truly, you got to do his will to get the blessing that's coming to you. And what it says in Romans 16, 17, your mother, dear of Israel, help me, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 through 12, waiting on me. But mother, what it tells you in Romans 16, verse 17? What it tell you there, Mother E?
Okay, Romans 16, 17.
Yes, ma'am. Where it tell
us? Book of Romans, chapter 16, verse 17, read. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause division and offense contrary to thee. Doctrine which you have learned and evolved them.
What that mean, that Mother E? What is he telling us, Mother E? What is the Almighty telling us through Paul, according to verse 16, 17? Help me out there, Mother E. Help this national audience out on what he's saying.
What the?
It's saying, avoid them because they are contrary to the doctrine which we have learned. And it says, let us avoid them.
Otherwise, give them no leeway to have a conversation. If you ain't going to be about this thing, otherwise, he says, let them alone. If you ain't got to explain those that's without, they you tell them about the Sabbath day, they still ain't going to hit. They tell you that this man going to do some damage, they ain't going to hit. So you're back and forth running your blood pressure up, trying to explain something to someone that's close to you. He said, don't do that. He don't told you what the answer to do. If you ain't going to hear the word of Yahweh, he don't tell you exactly what you're supposed to do. So if we do the Bible, we'll see our blood pressure go down. Them pills that sit on top of the table, we don't need them because we got the will of Yahweh. But Yahweh said, you can't have the will of me, and you're not doing what I'm telling you to. That was man. Mother, dear of Israel. And First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 5 through 12. What do that say there, Mother, dear of Israel? What do that say?
First Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 5 through 12. Verse 5. You are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Verse 6. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Verse 7. For they that sleep in the night, and they that be drunk are drunken in the night. Verse 8. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of the covenant and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. Verse 9. For Yahweh has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Yahweh the Son. Verse 10. Who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we shall live together with him. Verse 11. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you do. Verse 12. And we beseech you, brethren, sisters, to know them which labor among you and are over you in Yahweh, and admonish you.
Mm-hmm. He said you have to know that who labor among you. You have to be clear about the ones that labor among you and what they are. You got to stop looking at the personality and look at the Bible and see who fits these Bible tokens. These good old nuts. Mm-hmm. Precept that to Romans chapter 13, verse 11 to 14 now, Mother dear of Israel. Let's precept that. But you don't get out of Romans 13, verse 11 to 14. What does it say?
Romans 13, verse 11 through 14. Romans 13, verse 11. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. Verse 12. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Verse, you say to 12 or to 14?
Hell down to verse 14. You
okay.
Read that. I see that spirit working on you real good, that mother dear Israel. I got my
right
on you now. Keep on
praying. All right. Verse 13. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in routing and drunkenness, not in chamberlain and wantonness, not in strife or envy and envy. Verse 14. But put you on Yahweh the Son, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof.
Yes. Give me Galatians 5:22. So how are we supposed to respond in 5:22? And Mother, he had me Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1, waiting on it. So how are we supposed to, Mother D.F. Israel, what are we supposed to be around? What are we supposed to be around when it comes down to the Yahweh's bit? Galatians 5:22. Let's see what the Bible says.
Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, the covenant.
That means we ain't got no time for no hell raiser. You a hell raiser, we don't have time time for y'all to pick anointed camp. We ain't got chance. We ain't got time for a contrary spirit, and you a hell raiser. If you don't fit what the Bible says fit, you a hell raiser. And we can't make time for hell raising. Always got something to say contrary to the book.
Yeah.
What it say there, Mother E? What it say in 2:1? Let's see what we need to do behind what we hear in 2:1. What it say there, Mother E?
The book of Eve is polluted, but he do. Chapter 2:1. Therefore, we ought to give the more honest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip.
You see, you can't keep on letting it slip on you what you've been hearing from the six anointed camps. You can't let this thing slip from you. Let's go to the regular book called Ecclesiastes there, Mother E. And we'll look at the 4:9-12. The regular book called Ecclesiastes. You look at what it says in chapter 4:9-12. We'll see what that says. Out of the regular book called Ecclesiastes, chapter 4:9-12. You got to take heed to what you hear. And you got to apply what you hear. It'll save you a lot of headaches. So if you got somebody around you always don't have a fruit of the spirit, you just wasting your time. That's the spirit you got to be around. If you're not, make a correction. Ecclesiastes chapter 4:9-12 says what?
Look at Ecclesiastes chapter 4:9-12. Verse 9. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. Verse 10. But if they fall, the one will lift up his follow. Woe to him that is alone when he falls, for he has not another to help him up. Verse 11. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone? Verse 12. And if one prevails against him, two shall withstand him, and as therefore cord is not quickened, broken, and therefore cord is not quickly broken.
Mm-hmm. So that's 3-4 chord. That verse is called a 3-4 chord. So you take, you remember back in the day, you take the little baby. Say, look here, go out there and get me a switch. And they go out there and get the little skinny switch that you get and bring it. Here, Mom, little skinny switch. Mom, you. If you can give me a switch that small, I'll tell you what to do. Go get me 2 more of them. All 3 of them together, and I bet you feel it. So a 3-4 chord will do some damage to you, and that was Yahweh's case. Don't keep on hanging around those that's a loner. They contrary to what's going on. They know more than you know, and they ain't even in none of the six anointed camps. He said, just like a switch, you put 3 together and tell you now, come on in, and now let me put some damage on you now. I bet they'll do that. 3-4 switch. They gonna go out there and get me a switch. He brought back something ain't bigger than a little baby Tom. Tom. Him. What we'll do with this right here? I tell you, him. Go back out there and get me the same thing, but give me 2 more. I'm gonna wrap all 3 of them together. And then you come see me. See right here. You can't do this thing being contrary to what this man is saying. Either you're going to do violence or your time is going to run out. If your time run out, shame on you. But your time is going to run out. And that's why he gives you one day. He gives you one day to get me right. That's what he say. And I'm going to have the one that's in the north to hear you give a quick confession. chose not to do it, that's on you. But Yahweh is going to tell you one thing. Give me 1 Peter 4, verse 7, that mother. He's going to tell you one thing about the mouth of Peter. 1 Peter 4, verse 7 says what? And mother of Israel, 2 Ezra, chapter 2, verse 35 through 40. 1 Peter 4, verse 7 says what?
1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer.
You hear the man say? He said, the end of all things is at hand. He said that 2,000 years ago. How close do you think he is now? And that's why they keep telling you. Fathers, get your family in order. Get your family in order. Understand what's going on. This is on you to make sure your family is in order. This thing is at hand. Matter of fact, you know how close it is? Mother Eve, read how close it is in 24:33 of Matthew. Let me show what the Bible says how close this thing is. 24:33 of Matthew. How close is it at Mother Eve?
Okay, Matthew 24, verse 33 reads, so likewise, yea, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near at the door.
Now, my mother, if somebody at your door, how close are they to get to you if they're at your door? How close is that?
They're at my door. They're right there where I am.
That's right. That was the man trying to tell you, see, right? This thing is at the door. Read verse 35. Throw a precept in that verse 35.
Matthew chapter 24, verse 35.
Heaven and earth
shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away.
You believe the man, what the man say, you know? Okay, atonement is on the way. It's a feast, but it's a feast that was called the cheapest feast in money-wise, period, because you don't put nothing in your mouth. Nothing in your mouth goes to your mouth when the sun sets. But one thing Yahweh says about this feast, mother, Israel, 2:35-40. What did he say? 2:35-40.
Second Ezra, chapter 2, verse 35-40. Verse 35. Be ready to the reward of the kingdom, for the everlasting light shall shine upon you forevermore. 36. Flee the shadow of this world. Receive the joyfulness of your honor. I testify my Savior openly. 37. Oh, receive the gift that is given you and be glad, giving thanks unto him that has called you to the heavenly kingdom. Verse 38. Arise and stand. Behold the number of those that be sealed in the feast of Yahweh. 39, which are departed from the shadow of this world and have received honorable garments of Yahweh. Verse 40, take your number, O Yahdai Judah Israel, and shut up those of thine that are clothed in white, which have fulfilled the Torah instructions of Yahweh.
Clothing white. He stays clothing white. You have fulfilled what's written in the Torah instruction. No, Issachar born mother D.F. Israel says something in the 23rd chapter. Job. He made a profound statement as mother D.F. Israel in the 23rd chapter, verse 13 to 17. And what did he say? And what did he say in the Job 23, verse 13 through 17, and Mother Marie, tell me Psalms 139, 1 through 5, 23 and 24, waiting on it. Let's see what it says in Job 23, 13 through 17. What's that, WCC? It is quiet. That means, well, you know what that means, why it's quiet, WCC? They eat real good. The world is eating. They eat good. Because when Voice of the Truth is like, come on the network, it's to your advantage to eat good. But sooner or later, you supply it. That's why the six anointed camp got to get in order, starting with your family.
Job 23, verse 13 and 17. But he is in one mind, and who can turn him? And what his soul desire, even that he doeth. 14, for he performs the things that is appointed for me, and many such things are with him. 15, therefore am I troubled at his presence when I consider. I am afraid of him. Verse 16, for Yahweh maketh my mind soft, and the Almighty troubled me. 17, because I was not cut off before the darkness, neither had he covered the darkness from my face.
Ain't that something? Give me a Philippians 2:2 behind that. The man said, Yahweh's of one mind. He ain't playing around with you, seed royals. This man is of one mind, was written in the Bible. He gives the seers, the elder teachers, pass it on to the fathers, fathers pass it to the mothers pass on the children. One mind. This man not playing with you. This man is of one mind. Either you're going to line up with this Bible, or your time going to run out. That's why you better get ready and puck up, buttercup, and give a great confession. What are you going to do? What you mean what I'm going to do? I'm going to do the same thing, WCC. You think I got sins on me. But Yahweh told me how to make sure I get it off me, too. Oh, yeah, I'm going to do all I can to make sure I stay in the will of this man. Do you know who this man really is? Hold that point there. Mother GFS, would you read who this man is in Job 18, verse 14? Would you tell the world who this man we dealing with in Job 18, 14, and come back to Philippians 2:2? Tell the world who we dealing with out of this Bible in Job 18, verse 14.
Job chapter 18, verse 14. His confidence shall be rooted out of his temple, tabernacle, and it shall bring him to the king of terror.
This man is the king of terror. You think you're in a bad community? Wait till you the king of terror bust them skies up. You're going to come eyeball to eyeball with the king of terror. You ain't seen the terror that this man going to do at a time of point. He's sitting on the right hand of his father. And this man is the king of terror. You want to invent terror. You ain't seen no terror yet. But you will. Philippians 2:2 says what?
Philippians chapter 2, verse 2. Fulfill you my joy, that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind.
Let me tell you exactly what you got to be and what you got to communicate with. If those is contrary to being on the same accord, one mind, you have to give me 27:12, and I'll be right back with you, MLB. Give me Sirach 27:12. What do you do when you're dealing with company that's not of one mind? What do Yahweh tell you to do according to the Bible? That's why you got to understand what a belief is all about. Their job is to tell you what to do if the person that you with is not with one mind, one accord. this is what you do in 27 verse 12 of the book of Sirach. Why don't you ask anointed leadership, 27 12.
Sirach chapter 27 verse 12. If you be among the district, observe
the industry. The industry.
And, okay. Sirach chapter 27 verse 12. If you be among the industry, observe the time, but be continually among men of understanding.
If you be around any great big backbite mouth, always got something to say, he said, well, you would have gave them 3 minutes, now I ain't going to give you half a minute. You got to recognize that spirit. The man said he at the door. So you going to study, hang around, and come and stay with those that's contrary to what being one mind, you're wasting your time. So we keep telling you things right here. You can save yourself many trips to the doctor's office getting them on white pills in you. And all you got to do is remember one thing. If the person you're around, the conversation you're on, is ain't on one mind, cut it. Let it alone. And watch your blood pressure get right. What you reading there, Mother E? What you reading, Mother E?
I didn't get the last verse you give me. I just got Psalm 139:1-5.
All right. Well, it got away from me. Psalm 139:1-5, 23 and 24. I'm glad Spirit gave it back to me. But I've been got all about it. Psalm 139:1-5, 23 and 24.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The book of Psalm 139:1-5 and 23-24.
Uh-huh.
The book of Psalm 139:1.
Mm-hmm.
O Yahweh, thus has searched me and know me. Verse 2. Thus knowest my downset setting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Verse 3. Thou compassest my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Yahweh, thou knowest it all together. Verse 5. Thou hast it behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Verse 6. No, verse 23. Verse 23. Search me, O Yahweh, and know my mind. Try me and know my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 24. And see if there be any wicked ways in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting.
What big talk was that, Mother E? So, you know, when you're making your confession, you want Yahweh. Okay, Yahweh, I know you know everything, but try me. Go and search me over. See where I'm lacking. Oh, wow, that's why you got to be around good people to show you where you're lacking at. See, when you're lacking, give me the regular book of Ecclesiastes chapter 7, 2 through 5. You want Yahweh to try me. Hey, Yahweh, tell me where I'm at. That's why you got to make sure you're around those in the 6 anointed camp, and they will have a spirit to show you where you're at and where you can approve it. You can't get excited because they try to prove you can't save your life. So you tell Yahweh to examine me. Hey, where I stand? Because I know you're dangerous. So how do I stand? Examine me. Tell me some good stuff. Let's see what it says in the regular book of the Ecclesiastes. And this was all about coming up on the night when the sun set. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, 2 down to verse 5, Mother E. What's going on?
Book Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verses 2-5. Verse 2. It is better to go through the temple of mourning than to go through the temple of faith. For that it is the end of all men, and the living will lay it to his hurt. Verse 3, sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance, the mind is made bitter. Verse 4, the mind of the wise is in the house of mourning, but the mind of the fools is in the house of Verse 5. It is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools.
What do you mean the song of fools? Those that come and all they want to talk about everything contrary to the Bible, that's a song of fools. When they open their mouth, they ain't talking about no Bible. If they do talk, they talk about something that's not in the Bible. That's the song of fools. You won't talk no Bible? He said, I can't hang around the songs of fools. I got to hang around some of the songs of the Bible. And let me tell you what David said on the Day of Atonement in Psalm 668 there, Mother E. Now, David, big king, he came into the big feast called the atonement. Let me see what David said he did as he gave his testimony in Psalm 66 down to verse 8. Now, David's going to be king over Israel forever. What did he say in the mother of Israel, 1 Corinthians 13, 5-8, wait, no. What did David say when he came to the Day of Atonement, to the great big temple? What did he say he got going on for him in Psalm chapter 6, verse 6 down to verse 8?
Book of Psalms, chapter 6, verses 6 through 8. Verse
and a closing statement. Take a space out to close the statement. Psalm 6, 6 through 8 in the closing statement.
Psalm chapter 6, verse 6 through 8. Verse 6, I am worried with my groaning all the night. Make out my bed to swim. I water my course with my tears. Verse 7. My eyes is consumed because of grief. It waxes old because of all my enemies. Verse 8. Depart from me all evil of iniquity. For the Yahweh has heard the voice of my weeping.
You see that? So when you make a good confession on atonement, let Yahweh know one thing. Look, Yahweh, I want that cleansing. I want everything to my left be removed from me. This man got too much power. But you ignore what this man's saying. He said, look here. He said, if you talk right, you make it plain, and we all witness a good confession, everything you have did from the left side or from this time to the last atonement, Yahweh said, I will remember no more. I know I want that. Because I know I got a lot of load on my way. And I know I want mine. What about you? Mother E. Hallelujah, Yahweh. What you call me? Mother E.
Thank you, praising Yahweh, for this place. Thank you, praising Yahweh, for this year. And sorry that I can't make it for the feast because of some unfinished business I have to take care of before I can leave. So I just be thinking of you during the feast, and I will be during the atonement. Even though I won't be there, but I'll be doing this for me.
Hallelujah. Yahweh. Hallelujah. 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 Yahweh. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's Moses. They on the side. The one thing, they do know one thing. They know what they're hearing out of his mouth. And it makes it plain. It makes it plain, Mother D of Israel. Let's see if we pull a verse out on that. Let's go back to Numbers chapter 9. Before you read what you're getting ready to read, let's go back to Numbers chapter 9. Let's see if we pull the verse out. Yahweh, pull the verse out there. See, Yahweh have things that come out to bring something out. Let's see what it says in Numbers chapter 9 behind what we just got through hearing that, Mother Eve. I mean, Mother D.F. Israel. Numbers chapter 9. And we see this word called Passover. It means feast. The word Passover means feast. Let's see what it says in 9 verse 13 and 14. 13 and 14, when you see the word called Passover, it means feast. That's what it says.
Numbers chapter 9, verses 13 and 14. Verse 13. But the man that is clean and is not in a journey and forbear to keep the feast, even the same soul shall be cut off from among his people, because he brought us not the offering of Yahweh in his appointed season, that man shall bear his sin. Verse 14. And if a stranger shall sojourn among you and will keep the feast unto Yahweh according to the ordinance of the feast, and according to the manner thereof, so shall he do. You shall have one ordinance, both for the stranger and for him that was born in the land.
Yeah. So when you got a good reason, there it is. But the one that ain't got a reason, they ain't got a prayer to hang it, ain't they head on. So when you got a good reason where you're missing it, because you're in a journey. Your mother Zeke is in a journey.
Yeah.
They got some unfinished business to take care of, but they will return. So they is up there, because they know the answer right there. So you read some verses right there, and that'd be great. Let's run to Psalm chapter 26, let's go to, and look at 12 through 14, look, just 12, verse 12. 26, verse number 12, and we'll close out with this one. Time will get away again. Time, get away when you're having fun.
Yes, right.
Verse 12. We can leave it like that. We get back in on tomorrow. Yeah, Psalm 26, verse 12.
Psalm 26, verse 12. My foot standeth in an even place. In the congregation will I bless Yahweh.
See? So that's the key to tell. Your feet got to stand in the congregation of Yahweh to get that blessing. And that's just the bottom line. So that's the bottom line, what he said. Read that one more time in closing statement. Read one more time. 26:12.
Psalms chapter 26, verse 12. My feet standeth in an even place. In the congregation will I bless Yahweh.
Ain't that something? So get it right there. Most of Israel. Whatever you got to add to that, you go right ahead. You on the clock, come on.
Well, I wanna close with 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For Yahweh has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Hallelujah, qua. Hallelujah, qua. Hallelujah, qua.
Hallelujah, Mother D.F. Israel. That's the mothers out of Calhoun. Mother D.F. Israel, Mother E, Mother Z. They all have one mind, and thus says Yahweh. That's how we got to get. one mind, one understanding, one spirit in Yahweh, then Yahweh will make the next move. When you see what he want to see with all his power, that's why he said, make a good confession on the Day of Atonement. Then all of your sins that you have did is forgiven. But you got to be in that number of one of the six anointed counts. Call for details, and we'll catch all you tomorrow, top part of Saturday. From all the mothers, from the elders, teachers, that's why I be with you all. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Too late.